Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're going to begin to share with you a new series of broadcasts on the subject of encouraging yourself. God wants you to learn to encourage yourself in every situation. And we're going to be talking specifically on the subject of encouraging yourself against the enemy. In John 10, verse 10, the Bible says this, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Who's the thief? The thief is the devil. And what does he do? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy in your life. You must realize that everything that has brought anything that has caused any stealing, killing, or destruction in any area, in your home, in your physical body, in your mind, in your finances, in any of your business affairs, this is a work of the devil. The thief comes to do this, but Jesus is the one who comes to bring life and life more abundantly. And he's going to cause you to overcome as you walk in his ways. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says this, "Be sober, be vigilant," or watchful, "because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The devil is as a roaring lion. He's not the lion. He is as a roaring lion in the fact that he makes a lot of noise. And he will come against you and press you. He will come and bring temptations against you. And he will try to hinder you every which way. It says that he walks about seeking whom he may devour. But the Bible says, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." God wants you to resist the devil steadfast in the faith, praise God. And you can do that because you are in a position of authority. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness." The word power is the Greek word exousia, meaning authority. "Who hath delivered us from the authority of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son," or the kingdom refers to the rule and the reign. We are now in the position of ruling and reigning in Jesus Christ. We have been delivered out of the authority of the enemy. God now has given you authority over him. Luke 10, verse 19 says, "Behold, I give unto you power." That's, again, this Greek word exousia, meaning authority. "I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." Serpents and scorpions are a type of the demons and their effect in us. They come to bring destruction. "Over all the power," and this particular word is dunamis, meaning ability. "Over all the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." God gives us authority, and we have the victory over the enemy if we'll do what the Word says. Now, in Luke chapter 11, verse 20 through 22, it talks about Jesus, how he was casting out the demons and brought the kingdom of God, the rule and the reign of God, unto the people. He said, "If I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace." That's what the devil has done in people's lives. "But when a stronger than he shall come upon him," and who's the stronger one? The stronger one is Christ in you, praise God. "When a stronger one than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusteth and divideth his spoils." I'll tell you, the Lord has given us the victory. The Bible says, "Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world." And you need to encourage yourself and realize that every negative thing that's come against you, it's from the enemy, and God's given you authority. You must learn to discern things in the spirit. Life is spiritual. You are a spirit. God is a spirit. The devil is a spirit. The angels of God that serve the Lord and hearken unto the voice of the Word and are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for us, the heirs of salvation, they are spirits. The demons that we deal with and the principalities and powers and rulers and spiritual wickedness, they are spirits. You are dealing with a spiritual warfare, and you must realize it. You must realize the fact that the Word of God is spiritual law. Jesus said, "My words, they are spirit and they are life." And if you are going to be successful in life, you must learn to walk in the Spirit, in the spiritual realm, according to the laws of the Spirit. And you're going to take authority over your enemy, which is a spiritual enemy, with the power of God. In Luke 22, verse 31, the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." But of course, he prayed for them that his faith would fail not. And if you rise up and you start walking in your authority and releasing the faith that Jesus has given you, you will stop the works of the enemy in your life. 1 John 3:8, the Bible says that the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. And that's exactly what he did. He came forth and he destroyed the works of the devil. He cast out the demons. He healed the sick. He broke the oppression over mankind. He set the captives free, brought liberty to those that were bound, healed up the brokenhearted. And he does the same thing today through us, the body of Christ. So you need to realize we're going to do the very same works. And you need to encourage yourself against the enemy and not give place to him in your life. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And now how are you going to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might? You are going to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The wiles of the tricks of the devil. You're going to put on the armor of God and you're going to be able to stand against everything that he comes against you with. Because God has given you authority and power, and you put on the armor of God as you get the Word in you. You get the Word in your mind. You get the Word in your heart. You get the Word coming out of your mouth. You get the Word in every area of your life and you speak the Word of God, which is spiritual law that's going to take dominion over your enemy. Praise God. You need to encourage yourself against the enemy and know that God is going to give you the victory. Praise God. Now, in a scripture over in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible says, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices." And what he was talking about was forgiving so that the devil would not have place. And this is important. You must realize that Satan has his wiles, he has his tricks, he has his devices that he's going to try to bring against you. And the Bible says that we should not be ignorant of his devices. If you are ignorant of his devices, then Satan will get an advantage over you. He will have place in your life. And it's very important that you don't give place to the enemy. The Bible says, Ephesians 4:27, "Neither give place to the devil." So you need to encourage yourself against any attacks of the enemy so you don't open up the door and let him operate in your life. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14 says, "Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." He comes to deceive, so you've got to be sure that you're checking everything out with the Word of God so you don't let him have place in your life. And when he tries to come at you, you're going to have to take authority over him. In 2 Corinthians 12:7, Paul was talking about how, lest he would be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given to him a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan. What was the thorn in the flesh? It was a messenger of Satan. It was an evil spirit sent to buffet him, lest I should be exalted above measure. God was trying to exalt him in the eyes of the people so that they would receive the gospel and they would receive the things that Jesus wanted to bring to them. But the devil was trying to stop him, continually buffeting him everywhere he went. And this thorn in the flesh was an angel, a messenger of Satan, sent to buffet him, to strike at him repeatedly, that means. And this is the way the enemy works. Evil spirits will try to buffet you and try to hinder you every which way. 1 Thessalonians 2:18, it says the fact that Satan hindered us. Paul says Satan hindered us, and he was hindering him time and time again until he learned to take authority over him. You know, in Paul's first missionary journey, the enemy did hinder him. He was hounded, he was harassed, he was stoned, he was thrown out of the city, he was hindered at most every place he went. But he learned to take authority over the enemy. In the second missionary journey, he was taking authority over the devil. And he encouraged himself. He knew his authority. And the enemy instead was fleeing. And he was stopping the works of the enemy. And he got to the place where he was preaching the gospel with no man forbidding him. Nobody was hindering him. Nothing the enemy could do to stir up the people could stop the gospel from going forth. Because he learned to take his authority. You've got to learn to take your authority. And see, it's so important that you check things out in line with the Word of God whenever any temptation comes against you. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You know, the devil delights to get false doctrine into the body of Christ so that they will not believe the truth. And if he can get that false doctrine in there, then you will have given place to him. That's why you need to be sure that you're checking everything that you believe in line with the Word of God. And be teachable, be open when you hear some things that would be contrary to what you believe, and search the Scriptures to see if they're so. You've got to watch the enemy not having place in your life. Also, watch that you don't get into strife. This Bible says over in 2 Timothy 2:24, the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. Very important that you don't get into strife. If you are sharing the word with someone and they're not receiving it, be sure that you're approaching them with gentleness. Just give them the word and in meekness instruct those that oppose themselves. And God's the one that's going to have to deal with them to bring them to repentance, to the acknowledging of the truth, so that then they can recover themselves out of the snare of the devil because they've been taken captive by him at his will. Then Ephesians 4:27 says this, neither give place to the devil. So important. If we don't give place to the devil, he won't be able to work at us in our life. So we need to encourage ourselves. The devil's your adversary, but God's given you authority over him. And remember, when you start speaking the word of God, you're going to take dominion over all his works. Jesus came and destroyed the works of the devil. And even though the devil has all his wiles, all his devices, all his tricks, and he'll even try to come and buffet at you and hinder you, you have authority. Just don't yield to anything of the enemy. Don't let yourself get in strife. Don't give place to the devil. Come against him with the word of God. Hold that shield of faith up with the word of God. It is written, and extinguish the fiery darts of the wicked one, and he will flee from you. We're going to talk more on this subject of encouraging yourself against the enemy in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.